Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside. In the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.
Next, you're about to get into the culture chop. You know, unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard about the news about old Pill Bill Cosby getting out of jail on early release. He did 2 years and some change for, man, was it sexual?
You only did 2 years?
2 years, almost 3 years. It was almost 3 years. It was almost three. It was almost 3 years. And it's minimum that she was supposed to be serving was 3 to 10 years. You feel me? For y'all that don't know, Bill Cosby was convicted for was it sexual misconduct?
I believe.
I think it was sexual misconduct regarding, you know, a deposition where he made a deal with the judge that said that if he cooperated with the deposition in the civil case, that he would not have any criminal charges brought against him. And my understanding, there was another judge, you feel me, that didn't give no cares about that and still charged him with the criminal, you know what I'm saying, the criminal charges of implications that, you know what I'm saying, came out in deposition. Now, due to technicalities, you feel me, Bill Cosby was released because he did make a deal with a judge saying that he would not be charged criminally. And now he's out of jail. The first story, you feel me, that you have kind of the backdrop, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of it anyway. The first question, though, is how do we feel about people celebrating Bill Cosby release as a victory for the black community? I'm going to repeat that question. How do we feel about people celebrating the release of Bill Cosby as a victory for the black community? How y'all feel about that?
Two things. Two ways that I feel. The first way I feel is disappointed, is embarrassed, right? And here's why I feel embarrassed. I know there is a huge component of blackness and of our being and of our essence and even just kind of human nature to be like, I don't care what they think about us. I don't care whatever. And to an extent, I don't. Like, materially, I don't give a shit, right? But at the same time, you know, the whole I'm rooting for everybody black, I'm not. There are certain black people I'm not rooting for. There are certain black people I'm not aligned with. There are certain black people who don't move how I move and never will. And I don't ever anticipate aligning myself with them. And so it is embarrassing for people because you can say it's a personal victory for yourself. You can say it's a victory in and of itself. You can say that justice prevailed or some, you know, random arbitrary bullshit about the system that don't work right. But when you attach it onto all the things that black people have already done or are already doing to do things like gain autonomy and respect, be understood as beings who have sexual tendencies and not over hypersexualized people who don't know how to control themselves. Like, you are feeding and falling right back into a fucking stereotype that I hate, that I loathe, particularly about black men, right? Like, we're talking about black men and their inability to control their urges and their sexuality and to try to conquer and have conquest on. And there's a bunch of them. It's just, when I think about this whole, I cringe at what other people hear, because it is confirmation bias and it satisfies a lot of the bullshit that they already think. So I'm disgusted or embarrassed. The second feeling that I feel is disgust. And that's because, and I don't know, I didn't go through the work of like seeing if they were real or not, but I kept seeing like club flyers, like club promos where Bill Cosby released, we turning up at this place and that place. And it's just like, you just look like, how far gone are niggas? Like, the gall, like, what is in you? What is your heart made of? What is your mind made of to be like, the nigga Bill is out? Yeah, not only could you couldn't just celebrate it to yourself. You couldn't just text a couple of your buddies. You had to go to an establishment and throw a party and be like, bro, that's violent as hell. And I just be wondering where people's heads is at when I see stuff like that. Now, again, I couldn't falsify or verify, but I saw a bunch of different versions of in different cities across the United States. Come turn up, Bill is out, Bill free. Type shit, and it makes my stomach turn.
Man, I'm gonna start mine off with Picky Promise Life comment. Nowadays, I feel we lose so much as people that we grabbing for straws for victory. Like, we don't get so much that we just grabbing for anything. And I think that when it comes to this Bill Cosby, I feel like there's a lot of exposing of rape culture to me that just show how it's cross-cultural. Black people, white people, Spanish people, Asian people, Native people, it's just kind of lost in the sauce of it. So I'm hearing people talk about the idea of like Judge Joe Brown, like these are bimbos, mm-hmm. these are groupies, they set themselves up. We got to hold these women accountable too. And in my mind, it's like, so y'all saying that if a regular woman off the streets goes and does drugs with a rich man, if the rich man wants to have sex and she don't want it, he can take it. So y'all saying that if a random woman go on the streets, go to a rich man's house and she don't want to have sex, it's because she's there, she has to give it up. I think there's a lot of things that people
and remember
they saying.
Wasn't people on Cardi's head and on City Girl's head for saying that that's what they did? That's how they do. That's how they. It ain't tricking if you got it. If you agree to take a pill with me, if you down to it, if you consent with it. I don't know if y'all see that movie Hustlers. Right, this is kind of similar, and they went off the deep end with it a little bit and got out of control with it because they did start slipping people stuff. But a huge angle of them and their come up was drinking with folk who wanted to party, partying with niggas who wanted to show off the money, show that they had it, show that they was good like that, and then was able to, you know, get a come up and come on. So it's just like if women are you hail and praise a man who does it. But when women find a system and find a way where everybody's having a good time, you're having a good time, I have a good time, it's all benefits, then it's a problem, right? But it's real, it's not surprising. It's more than anything sad.
Ooh, and too. Hey, y'all be on the lookout tomorrow. I just put two and two together. Judge Joe Brown, tomorrow I'm on your ass, man. Remember all that shit you was talking about with Cardi B and how she was drugging. Remember we got on Kwame Brown's show and said it with your whole chest. She was talking about drugging her tricks and doing this and doing that. And now you defending Bill Cosby the trick.
Come on.
So you cool when tricks is doing what they want to do and taking advantage of whoever they're tricking with, but you don't like when the person they're tricking with is doing. I got you, Judge Joe Brown. You see how easy that was? And this is the reason too why this Bill Cosby stuff again is exposing rape culture.
All the time. Like clockwork. And I mean it really every time I'm so grateful. You know, I feel like that my Facebook timeline is definitely curated for people I actually know. I don't follow any strangers or like look for people's opinions who I don't know. So whenever we have elections, I'm really proud of this. Elections, social issues or social kind of conversations that happen like this where you need to see how people are coming and stuff. I never have any friends that are like on the wrong side. I've never had to like unfriend people. Okay. So I've already done a good meticulous job at adding people to begin with. But that old Twitter timeline, boy. You would be like, where are these niggas so I can stay away from them? Because the amount of people, the amount of rejoicing, the amount of excitement. And I guess I get the idea of grasping for straws, trying to get a win anywhere you look for it. Christopher says, I understand on the surface why people are celebrating this as a win, considering the justice system, because otherwise defendants can get severely taken advantage of. But I'm just not willing to not do the critical thinking to go from point A to point B intellectually to be like, but. This is we do not need it. And Christopher gives us the butt. I spoke too soon. Just comment just came in, but this is a situation where Cosby admitted to the egregious crime he committed in the civil case and now can't be criminally processed for the crimes he admitted to in a criminal court. And that is where I will always hate the slippery slopiness of I'm always love it when it benefits a nigga that I'm on the side of. Right, I'm gonna always be a fan of the law, but situations like this, it will just always outrage me that a system exists where you can admit to doing something like drugging 20 some odd women. Let's not forget about the cases that were thrown out because they timed out or aged out of the statutory system and were no longer able to be tried, or for the people who never came through and said nothing because it was Bill Cosby and they didn't want to go through the media charade and parade that happened around all those things. I will never
honor a system. Darcy and said, you know, four more women that didn't come forward.
Come on now. And I'm supposed to be excited about a system, you know, that is designed to do that. Like, I can't even be excited when it works in the favor of people supposed to live off because it lets off dirty niggas like this. And hey, friend, what's up, my best friend in the building? Hey, girl. But yeah, it's not terrible.
And here go to two more things I add into this if I get to the next question. The first thing is in 2004, Bill Cosby had an infamous speech called the pound cake speech, where he talked about black people cannot blame what's holding us back on white racism. It's a personal and cultural issue. That's what he said. I find it funny now that niggas is now blaming his personal and black rich cultural decision on being able to take advantage of women on the white racism. I think that it's very, like, it's to me, it's very, you feel me, not only contradiction, know what I'm saying? To me, it's like a very, 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 that's what I'm looking for here. Oxymoron, you know what I'm saying? It's an oxymoron.
Oxymoron, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he say that niggas should be held accountable for their actions?
Come on.
And be held responsible and pull their pants up and stop blaming white folks? How are y'all now blaming the white people for his actions of drugging women? You feel me? And then the second thing is, to me, it just come down to this. We recognize that the system always has a way, or the system tends to have a way of creating injustices towards black people, specifically, you know what I'm saying, towards black men. Mm-hmm. I think we can acknowledge that while at the same time acknowledging that this right here was not one of those times, even if you want to acknowledge the technicality. Because here's what I know about poor black people. If poor black people been in that same situation, this technicality or him having the funds to be able to get the lawyer is not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So you still have to have an intersectional lens to recognize that it's not just him being black that put him in this position. He made a lot of money for white people, and he's still his freedom. He has more value free to a lot of white folks than he does, you know what I'm saying, in jail. Mm-hmm. So you can't just make it where it's just a analysis where you only want to look at him as a black person. It's like, hey, it's a reason why he was able to get away for as long as he did.
I mean, and let's not forget about the fact that he's a man, right? We need to talk about this issue intersectionally. We are there touching on it in terms of the Cardi component or whatever, but there's a lot of, you know, power that comes with being a powerful man. Now, was he about to buy NBC? No, that has been debunked. Did he send a huge donation to Howard? No, it was actually Spelman, and they returned that particular donation. So a lot of people have, you know, delegitimized a lot of the stuff that he does and who he is, but his presence is able to be resilient because he is a man. Like Jeremy said, at least Cardi, for example, was upfront about the stuff that she was doing and how she was kind of navigating the whole tricking situation. But Bill portrayed himself as an upstanding good guy while chastising black people, which is why you're going to get all the smoke and all the smoke you deserve, right? Christopher says a normal person would not have ever gotten that offer. Also, keep in mind the person who made him that deal is on Trump's legal team as well. So surprise, surprise, the people who are getting him off are a part of the same kind of legalistic, political legalistic network that likes to double cross, that gets over on people, that has hands in pockets, that have the ability and the access, the resources to navigate any sticky situation they get into. I know for a fact, Bill Cosby went to jail and they sat in some private room, put their hand on that man's shoulder and said, "Don't worry about it, Bill. We'll get you out in between 18 and 26 months." You know what I'm saying? Some random shit like that. I was just like, whatever, whatever, whatever. It's not over. Just keep your head down, buddy. Don't worry about anything. Don't try to cause too many problems. Da, 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 da. Whatever. I know COVID hit. Don't worry, Bill. We're working as fast as we can. We already know our people are working over here. We haven't forgotten about this. And when the average nigga gets sentenced, we did everything that we could. We'll try a couple of appeals. We'll try to do that and the other. But how many times on this very show have we talked about innocent people who are proven innocent and still subjected to stuff like the death penalty? Because it don't matter. The truth could be in your face. The facts could be in your face, and the law's still going to do what it want to do. Right? How many times have we talked about people who no evidence, no witnesses, witnesses recanted, things have completely changed, new evidence, and you still going?
Toya, thank you.
Hey, still about to be subjected to the death penalty.
This is a perfect way, Toya. A perfect way to segue into this second question. You know what I'm saying? Toya talking about the law doing what it does. In terms of this case and the law doing what it does, what message do you think it sends out to survivors of sexual assault?
That even in the moment, the fleeting moment of peace, of closure, of justice, that you still can't loosen up and be comfortable, because there's always going to be an ability for some shit in a system that we exist in to be overturned or to be turned up. They're also, and we're going to get to, you know, the comments around this, but no matter how right you can be seen in a court of law and be proven in a court of law, the court of public opinion will always be something you have to live through twice. And so these women are now having to live through their trauma again because of this decision. It wasn't just Bill Clinton who you know, had a change in his life. He was in there and now he's like, and his life changed. Now people who thought that they was able to sleep a little bit better, whose nightmares went away, who was finally able to live their truth, who came out of the shadows, are now sitting here looking like, for what? And I did that for what?
Oh yeah.
And I went through that for what?
Oh yeah, man. Like Hannah Chris said, victims of sexual assault would not come forward now. I think there's a reality that we have to come to grips with that says that when people come forth, especially depending on the stature of the person that, you know what I'm saying, have they accusations against, or have they, you know what I'm saying, grievances against who they coming at, it makes it hard for them to be believed and or to be supported because of issues like this, instances like this. So I imagine, you feel me, if I was a survivor of, you know what I'm saying, sexual assault, you know what I'm saying, that I would feel like, you know, a slap in the face. I would feel like nobody really give a damn about me. I would feel like if I hadn't come forth, like, this probably isn't a good reason why I shouldn't, could be, you know what I'm saying, come forth, because I don't want to have to relive that or have to have that scab pulled off. You know what I'm saying? And then I think that for the conversation about Black people celebrating the victory of, of Bill Cosby, to me, it's like, what message are you sending to Black women uniquely that survive sexual assault? Because in my mind, it's like there's a hierarchy of care, a hierarchy of value. You feel me? If Bill Cosby is able to get away, you know what I'm saying, with violating white women, how does that make Black women feel protected? You feel me? In my mind, like, they understand. I feel like in my mind, Black women, y'all understand, y'all, you know what I'm saying, the world don't care about y'all as much as they care about white women. Mm-hmm. So the world was able to say Bill Cosby able to get away with it, but white women, imagine how Black women feel. You're a Black woman, so go on and tap in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I tripping on this line of thought?
No, and I think one of the most disheartening things about, you know, if I can compound this conversation, what you're saying, with the feedback from other Black women, it's just like, damn, not only does the world minimize our concerns and care about us the least, they're least concerned with avenging our issues or being our heroes or saving us from bad situations, but there are even Black women like me who still don't get it, who still can't wrap their mind around it. We're going to talk about one in particular here in a second, but I think that is the hard part, is to look at people who look like you and be like, damn, you still don't see my struggle? You don't get it? I knew they wasn't going to get it. I knew the law and the ability for them to avenge the bad thing. I knew that was always going to be up in the air. But I'm looking at my own people, and they have made me a laughing stock. They have memeified me. They have made jokes about it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of political analysis. Y'all know I love NPR. Y'all know I read, like, different and listen to different just now news. This people who talk about kind of, you know, communication, media, just whatever. And I don't remember where I came across this, but they talked about how the Bill Cosby story and the jokes gripped our social news and kind of comedy filter for such a long time, right? You know, it was almost like you couldn't watch a comedy show and escape a Trump joke. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of similar to where you almost couldn't watch something or read something that was supposed to be for entertainment or comedic purposes and escape a Bill Cosby joke. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that shit becomes super violent to Black women who want to laugh and want to be entertained and want to watch something in peace too and not be constantly reminded that, you know, they say Bill, and here's the thing, Bill Cosby got a lot of money, and so that makes him harder to peg down and capture, but the more popular you are, the more popular you are, the bigger the target on your back should be. So when that mother finally get hit, you thinking, all right, we finally moving somewhere. We got the big fish. And then no, it still gets to swim away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is traumatic. That messes people up for a long time, and particularly Black women who are constantly reminded that they are not valued and rather devalued in the system. It's a painful reminder.
Yeah. And before we get into that question about that specific Black person, I feel like Vance, you feel me, I feel like a great question. He said, I want to ask y'all a question based on what we understand of rape now. In regards of being under the influence, does hookup culture foster casual rape on the spectrum? I'm going to say yes, even recognizing that there are consensual hookups, you know what I'm saying? And that a lot of times people consensually agree to it. I still recognize that consent is on a spectrum, that if I say, you know what I'm saying, yes at 12:01, at 12:02, I could say no. I recognize how, you feel me, being under the influence or having your judgment impaired, you know what I'm saying, how it literally fosters those murky, gray, ugly, violent areas and situations where we're able to necessitate gender violence or necessitate just sexual violence, period, regardless. I do recognize that I think it's like 1 in 7 men also experience sexual violence as well. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So it's just like to just keeping that in mind.
I mean, and yeah, my answer is a quick yes as well. I think hookup culture, you know, what Lee said is called affirmative consent. And what it means is that consent can be revoked at any time, but rather that is also the responsibility of parties involved to make sure throughout steps that it's constantly being affirmed that things are okay. When you have hookup culture, you have this perception that we getting down. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going down. We going all the way to the end. If there ain't really no stopping in the middle, that why are you even playing games? You know, as a millennial, I got a couple of these little apps on my phone, and a lot of them is cut and dry. Is you with it or not? Why are you playing games? What's the conversation? And I'm just like, nigga, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not here for that. But a lot of it is make it plain and say, okay, so get on around here. So when you have rape culture, something that's as quick as we liked each other, that must clearly mean we want to get down. I mean, when I see you, there's always really this mindset or this idea that it's highly likely or possible. Yeah, it creates a situation where if I decide somewhere in the middle that I don't want to do this no more, does that mean I was on some bullshit on Tinder or on some bullshit on Hinge or on some bullshit on Bumble or on some bullshit on whatever? And now I'm going to be fake to this person because I knew what it was when I showed up and I knew this was just a hookup shit. Before, so now I can't say no and came back. Like, that's a lot of pressure being injected into an interaction, and that creates the perfect storm, the perfect environment for somebody to be violated because of what is the norm of that culture, that hookup culture. You know what I'm saying? And let's not forget how in order to get the nerve, the audacity, the backbone to do a lot of that shit in hookup culture, guess what people like to be? Altered. They like to be a little bit faded. So now you've opened up yourself even more to consume something you didn't plan on consuming, or to overconsume something you didn't necessarily thought you knew your limits on, or to, you know, try to overly impress somebody because you do want to seem like a fun person who's just down for whatever. And now you taking shots with this nigga and can't keep up. And now it's a bad situation for everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? That creates a very, very sticky situation for
people. And I just want to say this before Pick a Plug put in too. Before Pick a Plug say anything, I want to say this very clear. Just because you meet up with someone and you're doing alcohol or you're doing drugs, it does not make it where we can ignore consent. Just because two parties get together and they agree to drink or they agree to get high or they agree to drink, whatever they're doing, it does not mean that it's because we two agree to get our judgment impaired. It does not mean that you have the go, the green light to have sexual relations.
And by the way, just because we do that and we kiss don't mean we gonna do that and I'm about to touch it, or you about to, or just because we do that don't mean you finna stick it, or don't mean, and just because you do that don't mean you finna do it how you want to do it, or do, like, affirmative consent means every step of the way, as things escalate, people are mutually concerned with the direction that things are going in. That ensures that, you know, you're able to say, or able to be like, yeah, I did, but I wanted to stop there. And that person kept going. That's where the violation happened. Yes, that's rape too. Just because y'all get something started, you be butt booty ass naked. If it's dead, it's dead.
If you make that statement, and Candy, if I can hit once, I can hit twice,
not at all.
It was a hot song. It was a hot song. You know what I'm saying? But listen, get your ass in trouble too. You feel me? It's because you got some once, that don't mean you can get some twice.
Real cool for all my people who pretty established that men can be raped as well. But for all my people who, you know, don't recognize that things can happen to them, but they can be violated along the way, make sure. I don't even remember what I was about to say. Hey, just make sure you stand on your toes. Don't let that get past you. And as much as things should be, common sense is not, right? So make sure you are okay and check marking everything.
So
and don't think it's corny. A lot of people think it's corny to have these conversations. I don't give a shit. Stop in the middle.
We're not.
Are you good with this? Is this cool? You good? We still on the same page?
Yeah.
Stop in the middle.
Yeah. So I think what's important to note that, because we typically look at it from the perspective, like, when we like what people used to do in the past, and it's like, this was acceptable when, you know, this is what Bill Cosby and them did type shit. What people is forgetting is not, it's not a question of limiting somebody else's actions. It's more so empowering another group of people who always got the short end of that stick. You know what I mean? Like, because for guys, that question of coercion was like a part of the game. So like, it sounds fucked up, but it's like, we were taught a lot of rape culture. We was taught a lot of rapey shit. Like, and like niggas, it's like niggas don't want to deal with that, but that's the reality, bro. Like, that shit's suspect. When you think about that shit now, yeah, you know I mean, like, if you put it into context, and I know it shouldn't all, it doesn't have to always be about somebody you related to, but simply putting it in the context of if the way that you moved, if somebody was moving like that with your daughter, somebody that you cared about, because it's easy to be like, well, nah, you know, we used to do the thing and used to, yeah, that's easy to, you know what I'm saying, to justify your thing. But then it's like, as a father, if niggas is moving like that with your daughter, is that appropriate? So it's not a question of, well, like, it's like checking boys. It's more so letting other people know, like letting young girls know or letting people know in general. You don't have to do that. Like, the peer pressure behind it, the, like, well, you know, come on. Like, nah, like that, it's, you are well in your right to say no. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's empowering for another group. Because it's always framed behind, well, you know, man, you know, that's how we used to do it here. But it ain't about that. Like, whether or not you recognize what consent is, the people who are in those situations should feel comfortable in knowing, like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that, like, if looking at it from more of that perspective, again, like y'all was talking about with the impact, the reverberation of seeing Bill Cosby get away with that, it depowers them people.
Definitely.
They no longer feel like, okay, like, nah, niggas do still get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only will I be ostracized if I take it there, the person that did it, you know what I'm saying, will put me in that type of situation.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Definitely. And so it's like, it's when we talk about consent, it's not just a matter of, like, trying to teach. That's half of it. Teaching consent to other people is half of it. But it's also knowing that, like, letting the vulnerable population know, like, nah, like, y'all, you are in control of that situation.
Yep. Also, be happy for the day we get to a place where people don't have to evaluate people's value based on family status. That could be your daughter, your sister, your mama. What if that was your cousin? What was whatever? To be respected. That would be really freaking nice.
But look, the reason why I use that example though is because we got to be real. There's a cognitive, there's a block. Like especially when men are talking about women, like, it, everything outside of like that space, it's not in the same, like, and again, this is not saying it's okay.
This conversation, you know what I'm saying? This is the randomest conversation out, man. Ask this question and give a little context, man. So do you think that a person can say they care about survivors of sexual assault and celebrate the release of Bill Cosby? The reason why we ask, the reason why I'm at, do you think a person can say they care about survivors of sexual assault at the same time celebrating the release of Bill Cosby? The reason why I ask this question is because Felicia Rashad is saying that exactly. Felicia Rashad is the person that played Mrs. Huxtable on the Cosby Show. You feel me? And when Bill Cosby was released, she made a tweet and said that, you know, justice is being corrected. You know what I'm saying? This is she said something like, this is a bad characterization of justice and it's being corrected. And now she is also the dean of students, I think, of arts, dean of, I think, humanities and arts or something like that, arts and sciences at Howard. And now she's, you know what I'm saying, got herself in some hot water. So I asked the question again. Can you be a person that say you care about survivors of sexual assault at the same time celebrating the release of Bill Cosby, and what do you think about Felicia Rashad?
No, she should be ashamed. I really feel like she should lose her job, and I think Howard is the only reason that she's recanted her statements up to this point. She put out there that, thank goodness, you know, miscarriage of justice has been corrected, whatever the hell she posted, then turned around 2 seconds later and was like, oh, but sexual assault, because they called her phone and was like, madam, sis, you're a dean. And so she can't get away.
She disabled the comments on that tweet too.
She had to. Yes, because she knew that you were, and that's where I go back to black women and how they are a part of this on this ensemble of voices that are celebrating this, and why that's so scary, because the aunties, the mamas, the grandmas is the ones who have kept this stuff alive for so long. We are really going to be the generation that starts to hopefully blast a lot of the bullshit in our communities open and help facilitate a lot of the healing that we need, because a lot of our favorite people are the ones facilitating it. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't America's dad, and now she's showing that she wasn't America's mom either, because this that take was just ass. You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know how you because I think she's even released a third statement about her commitment to sexual assault victims, and maybe even spoken on her position as dean. But I just don't know how she's gonna carry out her job and do anything outside of holding anybody accused of rape to the highest extent of that accusation without, because if she lets anybody get off with anything, it's going to go right back to this tweet she posted where it's like, oh, well, of course you let this person off. Of course you're not taking my accusation serious. Of course you are. Your office made this decision. So you've messed up all of the authority and all of the credibility that you have in that position. And it's sad as hell to see, because I was one of many who was excited that Howard was being fortified with the best of the best as people, you know, our young people go and continue their education on a post-secondary level. But I was disgusted.
Yeah. And for people that the uniqueness, you know what I'm saying, is going over, if the uniqueness is going over any of y'all heads, all universities, whether it's HBCU, whether it's a D2, D3, D1, they are hotbeds for sexual assault. So the reason why people are up in arms about Felicia Rashad's comments is because she's supposed to be someone that people go to when they need refuge or need help or need, you know what I'm saying, any aid in terms of dealing with sexual assault. So now there's been kind of a break of trust, you feel me, in terms of people thinking that they can trust her and go to her and have her be a part of the entity that's supposed to help when they have to deal with sexual assault.
On an institutional level, it ain't just about you being a cool auntie that I can come to or can I trust you. Like, ma'am, you are responsible for thousands of people in the conversation.
Say, Howard University is global.
Yeah.
Global. People come from all over the world to go there.
Hundreds of thousands of people, right? And you have put folk in a situation. What you've done, too, is demonstrated that you have not evolved even your understanding about dealing with these issues in a way that is responsive to things right now. What do I mean by that? I mean, not only have you created distrust in terms of how you deal with women, but now even in terms of, you would probably scoff at the idea that a man can be sexually assaulted. You probably wouldn't be able to wrap your mind around same sex sexual assault issues and how those things have played out. What about your transgender students? I would be skeptical about how you would attend to and do maintenance to those types of issues just because of how you treated this tweet. I would treat everything under suspicion, because the moral compass that you have is not one that we share in terms of making sure that the conclusions end up how they need to be. It's just, it's not a thing.
Yeah, man.
Get it. Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.